Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday. This is Alana Kay coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii, and bringing all that Maui love to everybody in the world. I know everybody needs it now. I am a lifetime intuitive. I have been practicing since the early 90s, working with other people. I've written several books to help people with alignment with their higher self and alignment with the new the rising of the planet to a new level of peace and happiness. And I know it doesn't look that way. And this transition time is really tough for people. So I like to do this show to help people get across that bridge. And you probably have 1,000 things that are feel like they're pressing at this time. So I figured that the thing that I could offer that was a unique gift of mine would be the best thing for you to know how to do, and that's how to anchor in your soul. Because connecting with your higher self gives you all the answers you need in the moment. So I also recommend that people read the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. It helps you understand a lot of the things that I talk about. I don't want to reinvent the wheel, so I've written my books based on information that I've received through the years, but nothing really replaces that book, because that is a fifth dimension Bible. Really learning how to be present, how to bring all your energy in, how to not get distracted by outer forces. And everybody has to make their choices now. And if you've made the choice to move into your higher self, your life purpose, your reason for being here, that's a moment-by-moment thing, and it's something that your higher self and also Christ consciousness, Christ, Archangel Michael, will lead you through if you make a commitment to it. So even though there's all this noise around you, whether it be at home or at work or just in the world, learning how to center in your being, in your higher self, which is within you, and I'm sure you've heard that before, is always your go-to. So I think it helps to know we've had glimmers of our strengths and what we bring to the table and our gifts throughout our life, but a lot of times it's not acknowledged by society because society very often values other things. Now, everybody's developed that to a different extent. Everybody has a beautiful, magnificent soul and a faulty ego, false personality that they adapted in this world. And there's as many variations as there is people. So I use my intuition to tune into your particular situation. So I need you to tell me a little bit about yourself so that I can tune into your frequency, and then I can help you with what is your, you know, really anchoring yourself in your higher self, like knowing what your gifts are or your best choice in your path right now. This is not about why is somebody not talking to you or when is the love of your life coming. This is not what these questions are for. It's not about predicting the future. It's about being in the present moment and creating a better future moment by moment. Now, it will help people learn how to do that. So I take the calls in the order that they come. And I'm going to the 630 area code. And sometimes it takes a minute for my Wi-Fi is off and on. It's kind of slow. So I'm with the 630 area code. And would you like to, can you share a little bit about your story so I can tune into you?
Well, I have a specific question, but I guess you're not doing that kind of thing. I don't know what you're asking then.
If you, whatever you feel like sharing, I guess, because like I said, I need to be able to tune into your frequency, because I have a whole switchboard full of people, and that helps me differentiate who I'm, which energy I'm talking to. You can try. Sometimes if you don't think your question fits, you can go ahead and ask it, and I can change it into the subject matter, too, because it always ties into that anyway.
Okay. Well, you know, it's so kind of like I wanted to move for about a couple of years and didn't have luck with the way the market is. And then a situation came up and I couldn't move and I did make one offer and I really want to, like later this year, I really feel like it's time for me to leave where I am and move up and move on, you know, buy a different property. And I'm wondering, you know, I just can't see staying here much longer. It met my needs a few years ago, doesn't anymore. And I'm wondering, you know, kind of like what you see with it, because I get a little frustrated, but I try to have a really good attitude about it.
No, this is a good question because it's about you and it's about making a decision for your life. And so what I do is I do tune into your voice. And I am getting that it's coming from your higher self. That you want change. That's what I'm getting is that your higher self wants change. And your earth personality is seeing it as moving. So let's know, I'll keep digging. I keep digging deeper into the situation. It's kind of like I go through the layers. That you want change? No, that's good.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I
it's good
it's
to
good.
Know that you want. Yeah, it's good to want change. Like, as a matter of fact, right now, I think I said in the last show that just about everybody right now needs to make a lot of changes. And part of the reason we have a problem is we're resisting change. So the first thing that I got, now, are you familiar with the things that I talk about, like the What's in the Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, you know, about raising your vibration, spiritual practices, being centered? How familiar are you with that?
Yeah, I mean, I do that. I meditate daily. I pray. Mm-hmm. I ask my higher power. I don't try to, like, control things. Try to be patient.
Right,
I feel like spirituality. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of that kind of stuff lately.
Because I get this image of filling up. So I always take, like, I've asked Spirit to say, well, I only have a few minutes with each person on air. So what's the most important thing for them? And what I got was a picture of you in the place that you're in, expecting change. Yes, you are correct. But working toward that change by continuing to fill up your vessel, which is inside of you.
Yeah.
So continue your practices,
being content. Like being content where you are too and not getting frustrated about it. And then at the same time, know, too, you want the change and, you know, hopefully it'll come and, you know, it has to be maybe the right timing, you know, hopefully later this year.
Right. I'm getting vibrational match. So what I'm getting is tune to the inside, continue doing that. That's fabulous that you're doing that. I everybody needs to do what you're talking about. And everybody has their own way of doing it. I do a beach walk every morning that lasts about an hour and a half. I'm grounding myself. I'm getting the morning sun. I'm getting the negative ions from nature. I'm centering. I'm letting go of all mental processing. And we all need to start our day that way and do that as often as you can. And it's great that you're doing that. So I just want everybody to learn something from that. But what I'm getting is that how it's going to work for you right now, some people have to take action. Some people have to not do, some people have to let go, you know, there's all different ways. So your specific way that I'm seeing for you is continue to go within, continue to picture your vessel growing and expanding, and it's all about a vibrational match for you, and the more content and the more patient you are, which you already alluded to, then the faster it comes. What I've learned is patience means believing you have forever, because your chakras are open, right, when you're in that space, and then your chakras magnetize you to your next step or your next move, and it brings it to you. It brings it closer to you by magnetizing, and as soon as we get frustrated or impatient, it starts to close our chakras down.
Shuts down. Yeah, that's
it shuts down our energy, which is magnetizing.
Because that's what I got for myself, that I need to just be happy where I am still and appreciate and have gratitude, even though I've totally outgrown it. I don't even know how I moved here,
right,
like compared to where I am from a few years ago. My parents passed, and you know, I had an inheritance. It wasn't huge, but, I mean, I can afford something much, a bit nicer, and it's very important to me compared to travel or anything like that for the rest of my life. I get that calling. But what you said is very true, practicing going within, being happy every day and knowing, that you're going to different levels and that it'll come when it's the right time and you just keep on looking and being positive but enjoying each day. And that's the messages I
have. Yes, enjoying each moment is so important. And I have the same situation where I have all my grandchildren are in the mainland, and with all this COVID-19 stuff, boy, if I had to learn how to do that, with the travel. Hawaii had the strictest travel restrictions, and I won't do any of the vaccines or testing. I won't do any of that. So I definitely know how that works and how challenging it can be to do that, to be happy with every moment and trust the moment. And each moment leads to the next one. As soon as we start to try to want to jump ahead, we shut the whole thing down. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And things will just happen.
Really,
and that's what I'm getting for you.
Then it happens when you're very happy and then you're content and just things piece together.
And
like
it just comes out of the blue and it's like all unexpected. But I'm getting it's because you're going to be connected with a vibrational match. What matches your present, now you're going to be somewhere where the house has the right energy, your neighbors, everything is all in alignment with your soul. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope everybody got something from that.
So
that
much.
Was a great question to start the show off with. Okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen if I can stay. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I have this virtual switchboard, and it's got a mic and it's got a headset, and it tells me if you're just listening or if you're, whoops, I'm trying to get the 415 area code. It's taking a minute.
I'm here.
I can kind of hear you. Hi.
I'm here.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Thanks for waiting so long.
Can you hear me okay? I think it just said muted again. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, can you hear me?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good. I thought it said muted. I'm doing that same thing. I'm staying relaxed and positive energy because I'm attracting the same kind of house with a high vibration neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. Just really anything you want to share as far as my gifts, I'd love to hear. I know you have a gift to doing that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm starting to tune in. Can you say a few more things? Are you...
I'm a single white female.
okay, I'm starting to get something.
Area.
I'm starting to get the.
Okay. I moved to a new
okay,
area.
Yeah, so,
like 6 months ago. I love it here.
Yeah. I have this, there's this, you are really uniquely designed to do motivational work.
I love that.
I don't know if you've tapped into that, but I definitely see that for your purpose. I don't always get things in the form of life purpose because we have thousands of purposes, purpose. So, but that's really like where you're going with everything. So I'm going to see if there's anything that what it is that in your voice, as long as you're coming from center, and I have to watch that too, because I'll start to get into just the regimented way of talking to people. But when you stay in your center, be aware of that, the influence that you have when you're in your center. And this is for everybody to hear too, since we're talking about center, which is, that is my topic. That's where I really like people. Is that when you're in that place, you've developed it enough, as has my last caller, to have it really work for you. And while it's working for you and bringing you to the things that you need, it is also really influencing other people. And I'm not sure if you're aware of that. So when you're on center and you're going to the grocery store, you're out in traffic, people are picking that up just through the quantum field, and you'll notice that you raise a vibration when you go into a place. I notice that too, like the clerks are like really happy to see me, and it's like they don't know me, it's just that they can feel that vibration, and it makes them feel good because a lot of people are really stressed out right now. So life purpose happens in every moment, and you're doing that as you're sharing your vibration when you go out into the world. And then go ahead.
I just have a question about that. I love that. Yes, I do notice that for sure. How do I use that? And I've been thinking about it a lot, the whole influence thing. How do I use that to bring in, it's very like 3D kind of questioning, but how do I bring that, I use that to bring in more money, clients, career opportunities for me?
Okay, so that's a good question. Let me see. So let me tune back into your frequency and let me see. What I'm getting for you is that what you need to be doing right now, and then it will turn into money, clients, so on and so forth, is to be aware in all of your interactions. This is like, this would be school of the spirit for you. And just so that everybody understands this, I went through a process of birthing my true self because I was not raised to be who I am. It's daily, and your higher self teaches you what you need to know. Your higher self is showing to me that what you need to become more familiar with before it really takes off for you is knowing when you are aligned with your truest, deepest self and when you might be moving into what you believe you should be or what you should be saying. Can you differentiate? Do you know what I'm talking about? Kind of like you have a really unique offering and a really unique everything to bring to the table. But that only happens when you're in your deepest space. And I was getting this from the beginning of the reading. So when you talk, what I would do if I were you is I would listen, like maybe record yourself talking, and you can listen to the tonal quality of your voice. And I'm a vocalist too, and I've done a lot of recording, and I've recorded meditation things, and I know how this works. Record yourself and listen and see what you're picking up by listening, and watch how your pitch changes or the frequency in your voice changes. And what it's doing is it's following how deep you are within yourself when you're speaking.
Interesting. Okay. So maybe I try to have every single... Yeah, so maybe I try to have, when I'm in this zone, because obviously I guess you're feeling it now. So when I'm in this zone, so I could technically listen back to this, right? Because you're feeling that energy now.
Right. Yeah, you're in the zone now. You do the same. Okay. I do the same thing. And you can tell when your language starts to rush a little bit and it gets a little more higher. It doesn't have that resonance. See, that's what I listen to in people's voice to tune into them is... To me, everybody's voice sounds like a harmonic, just because that's how sensitive my hearing is. And then I tune in to the deepest tone, and that's the one, and then that brings me right into their soul. And then that, when we're in that space, is when we are most bringing forth the information for our audience, our client, that is the most helpful and of the highest good. And
okay,
so that is
I love that. Yeah, I absolutely love that. So maybe it's a thing that I practice only having conversations with people when I'm in this zone and I'm talking about everybody so that I can influence everybody and then have that bring in prosperity for me. How about that?
And it will, because it'll align you with your true path and your true clients. And see, that's one reason that I've done this show for like 7 or 8 years. I've done it under 3 different names, and I've done all different kinds of readings. And I used it as practice for learning how to bring my highest offering and to determine what works best with the public. And because I have so many things that I do. And so mm-hmm. I just needed to know what's the thing that really resonates with people, that people really want, that really consistently flows through my soul. And as I've been doing this, everything else in my life is moving forward too. So I know that right now, mm-hmm. moving into the higher energies, we need, in order to mesh with that, when we're getting out of the matrix, the chaos, and we're getting into our true path, we have to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And if things aren't moving, it means let go of attachments, move deeper. I'm not getting let go of attachments for you. You know, you probably know how to do that anyway, but I'm just getting know when you're deep and when you're not. And sometimes I elaborate a lot just because I know a lot of people need to hear stuff, you know.
Yeah, I absolutely love that.
So you're doing fabulous. This is great. I love these kind of calls because this is exactly what I'm here for, is to help people with this. Yeah, so that's great. And you'll notice.
For you, I want to just confirm something for you. It's an appreciation because you gave me a reading maybe a year or two ago. I don't remember. It was a while ago. And on your radio, and you were talking about how you saw a lot of creativity coming in for me, and that always stuck with me. And I did start getting more creative, but then over this last 6 months, and even maybe before it, like during when this whole scam thing started, I was a lot of creativity was coming in, and it's just been getting more and more. And I was like, I just thought about you a lot and like thanked you like telepathically. And I was like, yeah, she was right on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I
see,
said that you won't do any of the testing and all whatever. I love that you said that on the radio. So thank you and bless you for that. I agree.
Oh,
I don't
thanks
support
for mentioning
any of
that. That's a good point too, is when we practice our creativity, even if we're not going to like sell it or go into business, when we do that, it connects us to our soul. It's a very good activity for staying connected to our soul, mm-hmm. not just sitting and meditating, but engaging in creativity, because it increases in it. It's like exercising a muscle. It's like gym for the soul. It's like a gymnasium for the mm-hmm. soul. So yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's perfect. Thanks for calling in, and
thank
everybody
you.
Learned a lot from these first calls. Okay, thanks. Aloha.
Yeah,
thank you. See, that's why I want to do this show. I can do private readings, and I always think doing the show helps a lot more people, because I know a lot of people need help right now. 914 area code, you're tuning in. There you are. Hi. Can you share your story a little bit? Wonderful.
Thank you.
thanks.
Yeah. It's so great to hear your voice. Thank you. I have been wondering if this is the year that I get to launch some projects and get things underway career-wise.
Okay. Wow, you have this sweetness that's just amazing that's coming through.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's all about alignment. So let me help you with the alignment, and we'll see what your soul has to share. I'm tuning into your soul. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank you.
The first thing I'm getting, have I talked to you before?
Yes, a while ago.
Okay. I don't know. I might have mentioned this before, too. Is because of your energy, that is, you've brought a lot of your innocence with you, which is, that would be great. You know, actually, we take every part of our growth with us, you know, in its best format. So a lot of adults lose their innocence. And I guess the one thing that I really pick up from you is that you've kept your innocence. And what I am getting, and I might have said this to you before, because it seems like it's really strong, coming in strong, is that you want to make sure that nobody ever interprets that innocence as a weakness or takes advantage. And you are also not to be used by people as a caretaker. Now, that's different if you have children. If you have your children and your pets, but not for people in general. You are a kind person, but never a caretaker, and there's a difference. You know, like you might hold the door for somebody, but it doesn't mean you're going to carry their groceries or go home and, you know, hold a wet washcloth on their forehead when they have a fever. So it's really important for you to have those boundaries. So if you have the expectation of what your energy is to be used for, and that's what we're going to talk about now. So I gave you the most important thing for you to be aware of at this time. Don't let anybody dump on you, use you. You're not a caretaker. That energy is there because it gives you integrity and connection to your soul. Now, what you're offering to the world is, I'm not sure if you're aligned with this yet. Well, I got to tell you, have you done any voiceover work or voice work, audio books, meditations?
I've done some. I'd love to get into more of that, actually. That's amazing that you picked up on that.
Yeah. Well, that's like I said, I tune into people's voice. It's a harmonic to me. And I'm picking up that, see, that way, if you're creating, you just got to be careful because these people are very unscrupulous. You might want to, a lot of them that are looking for people to do audiobooks, I don't know if you, I'm getting also that you could write your own meditations, though.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't
yes.
have to just do other people's work. Maybe it's better for you to do your own. Yeah, I'm getting that your soul would feed you if you open that door. Have you done automatic writing? Have you done writing?
I do write, and I always say, like, I don't know how, like, how it's coming. Like, I do feel that, yeah, because I do a lot of creative writing, and I don't know, like, where it's coming from half the time. Yeah.
Right.
So that
when I was like, writing in college in my early 30s, I was like, where is this coming from? And now I've written 8 books. And it kind of drives me crazy because the information gathers and then it bangs on my door. It's like, no, spill it on the paper. And it's, it comes from the quantum field. It comes from the unified field. And the unified field has Christ mainly, all of the high vibrations. It has everything that can be known. Then what we do is we bring our particular, any gifts we've practiced, any parts of our personality, we bring that like as the tool, and then the unified field connects with us and it just feeds through. And that's another reason why it's good to learn how to be in the moment and trust the moment. Because if you're going to be bringing things forth from the unmanifested, you have to learn how to trust, how to be in that moment and trust what's coming through. And as soon as we jump in and start to question, it's like it goes away. Is it just coming from the higher energies, whether it's your higher self, Christ, whatever, you know. So I would practice it. And now that I've said that, you should do, but definitely what I got when I asked what your offering is, like your best gift, is actually your voice.
Wow.
So,
wow.
But it's just kind of tricky with the recording. I've been wanting to do my books as audio books, and I'm having a little trouble with figuring out how to get the sound settings and everything. Because if you're going to upload them to any of the platforms, they have specific parameters, and that's the tricky part. I can do them. I have YouTube videos or whatever, or I have things on my website, but to make it so that it's has the right sound floor and everything and peaks, and it's tricky.
That's
for you. And that's very needed right now. People really need that. And once again, it's not that you're, it's as much about the words as it is the tone of your voice that brings people into that space. And you're doing a lot for them just by giving them that space to connect to with all the chaos and the matrix. People really need that now.
Wow, that's okay. Really touched me. I feel like tearing up. Yes, that's so amazing. Wow.
Perfect. Oh, I'm going to try to grab a couple more calls. They're saying my show is over, but I really love the callers that I've had because it was really helpful for other people. And thank you for calling in, everybody, and being so brave. And if you need to listen to this again, you can listen to the archives of the show on Blog Talk. So.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Yeah. Thank you.
So much.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank
Aloha.
You.
I'm going to try to, I get an extra 10 or 15 minutes. It's been such a great show. I'm going to, they tell me my show is over, but it's still on and it's still recording. So I'm going to go to the next call because you were on the switchboard, I think, when I opened up the show. 504, you're on the air, more or less.
Hi.
You're on the recording.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I don't know if you remember me. I called like last year and I was in a very toxic workspace and kind of fighting, you know, false allegations. And you said it probably be, what did I win when I kept winning them? Well, I finally just left and a year ago. It's getting close to a year. And I thought that I would be able to recreate myself. And I have not. I've been grieving still. And I feel so lost, like I'm not finding my purpose, like I'm supposed to.
Oh, yeah. I totally understand that. I'm glad I took this call because a lot of people feel that way lately because the Matrix is so jammed up and we still have to be so involved in the Matrix. The Matrix is just the human expectations. Pay your taxes, pay your utility bill, have a car that works, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, I took just like a little part-time job, and it just felt so icky. Oh, my gosh. Just horrible.
It's so bad so many places. I can't work anywhere anymore. I just can't. And the last time I tried, it's funny, I live on Maui, and I live partly on book royalties and a few odd things, and I clean condos, and I have a great life, but I could definitely use more money, and I've thought of getting part-time jobs, and I go, no, can't, because the last one I got, I thought, oh, this will be a blast. I love talking to tourists, got a job selling activities. Everybody was a monster around me because people are really stressing out in general, and most people aren't taking responsibility for it, which is one reason I love doing this show is because I get all these people who are wanting to, you know, take responsibility for their path. So, yeah, it is pretty gummy out there, and it's I would never go there again. So let me see what I can get for you on that.
Even on my purpose, I thought
yeah,
I feel like I have too many choices, if that makes sense.
I know exactly what you're saying. I'm the same way. I do everything. I do photography. I do artwork. I do everything. So I'm always like, then I go, the last couple of days I said, Jesus, and I'm running for mayor. So I'm like, Jesus, please,
you
know, okay. So, yeah, I've run before. I love running for office. I love campaigning. So let me tune into, like, what the fabric of your soul is. Do you like to work with, like, an ascended master, like Archangel Michael or Christ or anything like that? Do you like to do that?
Yeah, well, they show up. Joan of Arc. And Benedict, a few people just show up. I'm not even Catholic, and I'm just like, I don't really know
what
they're doing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so what I'm getting for you is that the reason that you feel stuck is because energetically you're stuck. You're personally not stuck. That I'm seeing on the subconscious, this might not be very conscious, but I'm seeing on the subconscious that you're still rating who you are and looking for your purpose in the Matrix. So that's what, that gave you some kind of an identity, even though it was miserable. So you're looking for your real identity. And your real identity, I can even see, I can tell the difference in your voice between when you first called in and that. So that's the place you want to stay. And then all you need to do is ask whatever higher energies you feel like you connect to or that come in for you, how you relate. I'm interested, it's interesting that you said Joan of Arc, because that seems like an indicator to me that, I don't have time to do the whole kind of soul reading, but you're on the right path anyway just by asking, is just say, go in your heart center, like look down, like close your eyes and look down in your center. Your whole feeling center goes down to your gut, your root chakra, up to your throat chakra, and learn to relate to that and feel the warmth coming out of that and say, please show me, you know, who I am. Who am I really? I get the feeling that you haven't had much of a chance in your life because you're very intelligent. You're very capable. You're a get things done kind of person that has pulled you a bit away from going in. And then also, like I've said with other people, and I'm getting this too for you, is engaging creative activities to keep you in that space and nature, and know that you are different and not to compare yourself at all. That ends up giving you a connection to the matrix. I'm getting that you're still pretty connected to the matrix. That's why you're stuck. So I'm trying to just give you some things that'll help you get disconnected from the matrix and really get on your own path. And then, so I'm trying to see if your higher self feels that there is, because your higher self will always guide you as long as you get your lower self out of the way. And your higher self, is there a part-time job? I'm getting that there is a part-time job for you somewhere, but what you need to, just to kind of float your boat while you do more self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And it's more about revealing, asking your higher self to reveal itself to you, and you have to be really patient. I have a book called Wishing on Your Own Star that I think is a really good book for encouraging people to know that they are unique, that you do have a unique path. And as an ebook, I think it's $4.99, and I think the soft cover is $11.99. It has a couple typos in it, and I haven't gotten to fix them, but excuse it. It's got a gold cover. I'm working on putting all the links on my website. I was doing that this morning. So you can just go to Violet Phoenix Publishing. You can click on it, and it takes you right to it on Amazon. But it's called Wishing on Your Own Star by Alana Kay. I think that book would really help you. And yeah, and really focus within and say, I love myself. I want to meet myself. I want to get to know myself. I'm so glad you asked, and I'm telling you, you have a lot more to meet with yet. And the Joan of Arc is interesting because it tells me that you are, and I'm seeing that in your soul, that you are a revolutionary. Yep, you are definitely here to be part of this revolution of consciousness and of the way we live, for sure.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad I took one more call. Sorry, guys. I'm going to have to wrap it up. Okay, thanks for calling in. I have two more calls on the line, but I'm not going to be able to take them. The recorder cuts me off, at, like, really abruptly. So if you had something kind of simple, just shoot me an email, the ones that didn't get to get through, Alana at alanak.com. And I do look for people that might have sent a question in to me. I also do private readings, and I do them on the phone and or in person if you're in Hawaii. Okay, then I'll see you next week. Thanks for calling in, all you brave souls. Aloha.